It took 1 month for volunteers to collect roughly 23,000 signatures in favor of recalling Fond du Lac Republican State Senator Randy Hopper. The recall threshold is just more than 15,000 signatures. Now that petitions are in the hands of the Government Accountability Board, copies will be forwarded to the senator's campaign, where volunteers will scour them. Campaign manager Jeff Harvey believes organizers used false pretenses to get people to sign.
Petition gatherers collecting petitions under the false pretense that Randy was one of the 14 senators who fled the state. People have been approached, told them that they did not live in the district, but the petition gatherers gave them addresses to use in order to be able to sign the petition.
A former corrections officer turned union organizer refutes those claims. Todd Wetzel of Waupun says 90 local volunteers gathered signatures. That's just in his town, not other 18th district cities like Oshkosh or Fond du Lac.
I just find it really disappointing that the senator would accuse our volunteers, who are good, honest, working people, of misdeed in this recall effort. Because, as I said, never once have I heard anybody do that. And we preached that from the beginning, that we wanted people to be on the up and up.
Senator Randy Hopper has 10 days to contest signatures. He's the second Republican state senator to have recall papers filed, behind Dan Kopanky of La Crosse. 8 Democratic senators are also combating recall campaigns. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.